Back again. Thanks for all the support. Really appreciate it. Sorry I haven't done one in 2 weeks. I've been so busy. I've had 2 sponsors. I'm very happy about that. Thank you. I'll get to them soon. And council criticizing me about drinking water. You know how fucking hard it is to talk for that long? You fuckwits. Anyway, right now I'm drinking a turmeric milk latte. Turmeric coconut milk latte. There's a fucking story behind this. I kid you not, there's a good story. When I came to London, I decided to go for 2 beers before my first day of work. Could be the worst mistake I can make. Me, go for 2 beers. And then I met this geezer. He literally gave me some bad stuff. And me, being a little kid, took the bad stuff in an equivalent of 45 minutes. I went through it. And I'm like, shit, it's 11 o'clock. I've got to work my first day at work the next day. I am so wired. This fucking Albanian greatness is fucking taking over me. It was unbelievable. So what I did was, I looked up in Google, what's a drink to help you sleep? It said turmeric milk coconut latte. So I went to the shops, the Tesco's, which is open, thank God. Bought some turmeric, coconut milk, black pepper, ginger. Went home, fucked off my face, and made it. And as I made that drink, it made me relaxed. And I fell asleep, and the next day I was fine. So yeah, to you all, you hipster, vegan, hairy pussy, hairy armpits, cuck guys, I'm drinking that turmeric milk latte every night. Everyone should get on. It's actually fucking delicious. And it relaxes you. And you know, turmeric has that inflammatory shit. And ginger's good for you. So it's black pepper. Helps. You know, the coconut milk's quite sweet. So black pepper helps, like, you know, helps it somehow. So yeah, first sponsor, thanks to Seeker Tables. What the fuck's a Seeker Table? Have you ever had a picnic with a girl or a boy or a transgender or anything? And like, you know, when you put a rug and like you have like biscuits and all that, but it's really hard to get to that person to like cuddle because there's food in the way. This is where Seeker Tables come in. You can have the rug to cuddle and you put this thing on the ground, you go clamp, like, and it's on the ground. And then you can like literally have a picnic table. It's fucking unbelievable. Go on Seeker Tables on Instagram. If you DM them and claim a podcast, you get 10% off. And it's a great new startup. And you know what? The startups, you should do that. Little small business like that. It's unbelievable. Get around it. I think it's a great idea. Especially if you come from a hot country when you're outside. You should be outside a lot, you know, doing shit. And it's unbelievable. Like, honestly, I can imagine myself getting a nice woman, you know, getting this little table, putting a rug out, putting a bit of cheese, grapes and all that shit, and putting that Seeker Table, and she'll be DTF 100%. Like, if she's not DTF, then fucking, I don't know what. And also, another one. I'm busy. My little brother's mate, new startup from Richmond. I'm busy. Like, I am. Literally, I am. B-U-S-Y. I'm busy. It's a clothing brand. It's really cool. I like it. I wear it. Because I'm cool. I dress good. Everyone knows that. So that's me. But, people should dress like me. Well, groom. Big groom. You know, if you... Girls look at that shit now. It's not about looks now. It's about grooming and what a pig you are. But, yeah, it's been a good 2 weeks. I've got a couple of good stories, actually. I've got a couple of good information about what's going on in the London scene. So, I go to this fried chicken place a fair bit, actually. It's quite nice. So it's called Perfect Chicken, Perfect Fried Chicken. And I was wasted one. I was absolutely wasted one night. Not that wasted, but and I spoke to this English African guy, and we're talking about all like the crime rate here and how it's been going crazy. And he was telling me about how like the gangsters have this thing called chicken shop grooming. I'm like, what the fuck's that? He goes, the dealers pretty much, they go to fried chicken shops and they look out which kids go there after school all the time. Then they start feeding the kids literally like for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then the dealers go, well, you owe me 100 quid. And obviously the kid can't pay back. They're not going to go to their parents. I've been eating fried chicken for 2 weeks. So what happens, pretty much, the dealer goes, can you deliver this package for me? And the kid's like, yeah, that's easy. That's just down the road. If you do that, it'll be square. What happens is the dealer gets his buddies to rob the kid. Now the kid is down about 600 quid. And no way will he go to his parents. He can't pay for it. There's this fucking gangster guy. So what happens is now he has to deliver drugs and pay off the 600 quid. And so you get all these young guys being drug dealers and they're all getting robbed by the bigger drug dealers. And that's why it's a massive crime rate. It's called chicken shop grooming. It's a hot take. It's one of the things that's been happening. Also the cut off like cops and all this youth stuff. So there's a lot more too. It's a lot more stuff happening, but that's really fuck. That reminds you something. Nothing in life is free. Little kids, if you're watching this, listening, nothing in life is free. Especially people from fried chicken places. Yeah, think about that. I was feeling sorry for myself the other day, as usual, and I walked past this church every day to work on Commercial Street on the way to Shoreditch. It's a big church. It's 500 years old. It's like double the age of Australia already. So after work, I saw like lights and I decided to go in there. I'm like, you know, I'll have a look in this church. I went in there and it's fucking packed. And it's like this cool, like, hipster kind of church man in there, or priest, or whatever, freak in there. And I sat down, and he was looking at me, and he literally told me a story. Like, I felt like it was like a Tony Robbins session. I got so involved. He's like, you must be the master of your own kingdom. I'm like, I turned around, I'm like, is he talking to me, or? And like, obviously he wasn't, but it felt like he was talking to me. He's like, the world outside is very noisy and tempting and has all the tits and coke. But that's because you don't think you're good enough in the first place. I'm like, fuck. Did he say tits and coke? Oh, I think he did in the story. But then the priest freak goes, I kid you not, he went, don't hate the game, play the game. He said that and I almost chuckled. I'm like, I like this guy. He's like, don't be resentful. The world will tell you what to do and this, where to wear. Because the world's like a market. They're like big marketing. It's like a marketing ploy to make you do shit. So then what I thought was that I need to get out of here. Yeah. But it was good. I learned all that stuff from it. Like, I thought it's quite decent, to be fair. Like, it had good points. Like, in a way, it's true, like, you don't need half the stuff you need, you don't need new shoes, you don't need anything, you don't even need to go out, like, fear of missing out, like, nowadays when I wake up sober, I'm so happy, like, it makes me happy. Any new TV shows I've been watching? Yeah, I've been watching something called Losers on Netflix. It's a documentary that celebrates losers in sport. Have you seen, Last Chance U? Mate. Like, that sporting documentary, that doesn't get enough. That's like Shakespeare shit in there. That is a masterpiece. I think sporting documentaries are unbelievable. Especially, anyone go out see Last Chance U. But Losers is about 8 different sports across 8 different episodes. And it's all about losing. And, you know, think about that. How many people... Failure is more common than success by miles. But no one discusses it. And, like... Like, if you think about the Premier League, after all, how many people at the Premier League? How many teams, I mean? Oh, I think 19 only and don't win. But we don't hear their fucking stories. Except their Sunderland documentary, that's pretty good. Because there's always on winners. And you know what? Winners are pretty boring if you ever meet them. Like, they didn't have that, you know, like that stories about like being like fucked up. So they do have that hard work. Oh, got to the track 2 hours early, but losers are more interesting because they always get fucked up. There's always some stupid ass story that I enjoy. And boxers, that's a good story too, that one. But I think the which one did I like? Yeah, the boxer about Michael Bent, a boxer who fluked his way into a heavyweight championship and then lost it immediately. But it's good because he talks about his bullying with his father. As you can see how unhappy he is, and it's really good. And calling, and once he hits rock bottom, it's actually amazing. Half and half television, and you can see his failure like just grinding it into his bones, and just you can watch him being consumed by it, and it's we should have more. It's more so realistic, but also, it's unbelievable. The end is, I don't want to talk about the ending, but you all should watch it, and it's uplifting. It's like, oh, you're like, yes. So, that's a really good stuff I've been watching. Been smashing It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I actually finished it all. It was unbelievable. It was amazing. I shouldn't have finished it all.